Three Dog Thursday on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network of shows is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds in every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and get a $500 risk-free sports bet by downloading the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning today. That's WynnBET.com. to get a $500 risk-free bet from us at Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're also brought to you in part by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you in part by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you in part by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in the Best Ball Mania 2 and a chance to win $1 million. And we're also brought to you in part by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or the Google Play Store to download it today.
Football fans, it's time to go on the record for this week's matchups in pro and college football with just one catch. We're only interested in underdogs. Who can keep it close? If not, pull the outright upset. Time to find out. It's Three Dog Thursday. Now here's your host, TJ Reed.
Yes, football season is almost here, and we are thrilled to be back with you, starting to preview all of it here in the month of August on the only digital radio show that devotes itself, that abides by, that loves the pooches, the guys that aren't given much chance, usually the road team, the team that is less thought of, yes, the underdog. I am the somewhat capable host of the program, and I'm looking forward to another season of college and NFL underdogs, predictions, fun. We're going to be bigger and badder than ever as part of the Sports Gambling Podcast and their network of shows, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Great to be back on here on Three Dog Thursday. Speaking of the Sports Gambling Podcast, Ryan Kramer will be here soon. He and Sean Green do a great job on that podcast to impart some wisdom, Will Ryan, on the start of the college football season. Did you know it's weekend zero prior to Labor Day? We're going to have some games this weekend, including a Big Ten matchup, the debut of Brett Bielema back in the Big Ten, now with Illinois, taking on Nebraska. Yes, that traditional matchup, Nebraska and Illinois, that we've known for so many decades of the Big Ten. Okay, really for about 7 or 8 years. But in any event, they are playing in Champaign, the Illini, an underdog at home. We'll get some feelings from Ryan on that. Look forward to talking not only some college, but some NFL futures with Ryan. Later on, senior handicapper, Vegas Insider. Love the insight, and he will be with us all season long again of Brian Edwards. Back on board, Brian, also with MajorWager.com. Some college football discussion with him, some NFL futures discussion with him. Let's just say that Brian has no love for Urban Meyer, even though he is a Gator-backing dude. Got no love for Urban Meyer and the Jaguars. In fact, both Ryan and Brian are going to rail on Meyer and the Jaguars. So a lot to get to. Reminder as well, if you have not subscribed already to this podcast, do it via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Of course, Apple and Spotify are now telling us to tell you to follow the podcast because you don't have to pay for this podcast. You don't have to pay for the picks, the underdogs. And we are very successful. Year after year, you're going to hear winning underdog after winning underdog in college football and the NFL on this show. You don't have to pay for it. So follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe elsewhere, Google, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, anywhere else that you get podcasts. It'll come automatically to you on Three Dog Thursday. And obviously find us through the Sports Gambling Podcast Network of shows, their app, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network app, as you heard me talking about just a few moments ago. Well worth your time for all the shows, whether you're a fan of the NBA, golf, horse racing, pro football, MMA, boxing. I'm obviously associated with the Big Fight Weekend podcast and website as part of the Sports Gambling Podcast and their network of shows. Marquise Johns and I do the boxing. There's MMA. There's horse racing. There's all of it on the SGPN feed and on the app. So go get the app as another way to hear us. And one other thing, we're going to start doing things with those that have left us a review. In fact, right now I am saying to you, I am going to make a drawing next week. Anybody that has reviewed this show this calendar year, I'm going to let anybody that's in 2021 that has reviewed, I'm going to draw some random name. You'll get some SGPN merch throughout the year. First winner is coming on next week's show for anybody that's rated this show in 2021 over on Apple Podcast or wherever you can rate the show. So go give us a quick rating and review, screenshot that, and send it to the 3 Dog Thursday Twitter handle at 3 Dog Thursday, and I will see it. But I'm also going to look through the reviews as well. So send a new review saying how you love this show, and we're going to start doing this. We're even going to probably incorporate some of your picks in contests for some merchandise and some prizes and more. Ryan, by the way, is going to tell you about a fantastic opportunity to win big-time cash right off the bat in the football season as part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. But here, review us. More people will find this show if you review us. Thousands and thousands and thousands of you have found it already. We have thousands and thousands every week, tens of thousands of you that are finding it every month, but we want even more. So go and review, review, review on Apple Podcast or wherever, and it will behoove you. And again, send a screenshot to 3 Dog Thursday on Twitter, at the number 3 Dog Thursday, and I will see those, but I will also go seek them out, and I'll go select a random person that has reviewed this podcast in 2021 to win some SGPN merchandise free, free, free. That's all you got to do is go and review the show. All right, so much to get to here about the football. Good to have it back. Obviously, if you're new to this podcast, you're just finding it, social media link, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We pick the underdogs. We love the underdogs. Now, we will talk about favorites here and there, but I will go on the record with underdogs, the guests, the analysts, the handicappers. Again, Brian Edwards has been a senior handicapper now for almost 10 years with Vegas Insider. His own site is majorwager.com. And my man clips underdog after underdog after underdog on this show in college football and the NFL. So he's going to be giving them out. I'm going to be giving them out throughout the year. We've got so much to get to and so much to discuss. I'm anxious for it to all to get underway. Again, when last we had football, it was my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am part of the radio broadcast with the Hall of Fame legend Gene Deckerhoff on the calls. Dave Moore, the longtime tight end of the Bucs, is our radio analyst. I'm the third guy down on the sideline. Pre-game interviews with Bruce Arians, post-game interviews with players. Midweek programming for the Bucs through Buccaneers.com. I've been associated with the Buccaneer game broadcast on and off for almost 25 years now, kids. And when last we saw the NFL season, it was the Bucs making history, winning their second Super Bowl, but becoming the first team ever. There will never be another first for a team to win the Super Bowl in their own home stadium, in their own hometown. That's exactly what happened as the Bucs defeated the Kansas City Chiefs, unseating Patrick Mahomes and company. Well, now the Buccaneers begin that defense coming up, and there's so much talk about a repeat and what's going to happen, and Tom Brady going for an 8th ring. Incredible. So many players that have been great players that didn't win a ring when you start looking at it. Players like Dan Marino at quarterback, somebody like Bruce Smith at defensive end. You can go on and on with fantastic players that didn't win one. Tom Brady's won 7. He's going for number 8 as a Super Bowl championship winning quarterback. I mean, so many quarterbacks that have had great careers and have only won one Super Bowl. When you talk about guys in the Hall of Fame with one Super Bowl victory, the likes of Steve Young in the modern era, Brett Favre in the modern era, one Super Bowl win. Look right now among active NFL quarterbacks. I know Drew Brees just retired, but he only had the one. Russell Wilson only has the one. Aaron Rodgers only the one. Yes, Ben Roethlisberger has a couple of them, but he's a rarity right now because Brady has so dominated this thing. Patrick Mahomes has the one that is most recent. Nick Foles got one with the Philadelphia Eagles recently. So many guys that have only gotten one of them to this point. Brad Johnson, a Super Bowl ring, by the way, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Speaking of that, Joe Flacco getting one. Everybody's got one. Tom Brady has 7. So we're anxious to see what the Bucs can do. And Ryan and I will talk about some of the Buccaneer odds, including a buddy of mine that has put up a bet for the Bucs to go 17-0. What kind of odds did he get as a plus, as an underdog proposition bet for the Bucs to win every regular season game? And remember, now in the NFL, 17 games starting this year. It's the first time in over 40 years of NFL football that it's more than a 16-game schedule. It used to be a 14-game schedule for many, many years in the 60s and the 70s. Then a 16-game schedule from the late 70s on. Remember, O.J. Simpson ran for 2,000 yards, the iconic record, rushing record, in 14 games that he did it in that season. Now going to be a 17-game season. Again, though, the football records, I've said this throughout my broadcasting career. And again, I've had the privilege to work at places like SiriusXM, Fox Sports Radio previously, TuneIn, national shows, and of course, this is national, global, everywhere on the internet on Three Dog Thursday. But I've said this forever. Nobody knows the football records, especially the single-season records. If I say to you, who's got the single-season rushing record, do you know that and do you understand that? Do you know that it's not O.J. Simpson? You might think that it's Walter Payton or Emmitt Smith. It's actually Eric Dickerson that has that record. Terrell Davis came close. Terrell Davis came close. He's Terrell. It's Terrell Owens. They're both in the Hall of Fame. They both spell their name the same way. Anyway, Terrell Davis came close to Dickerson, didn't get it. Jamal Lewis came close to Dickerson, didn't get it. Barry Sanders, close to Dickerson, didn't get it. How many of you know who has the single-season touchdown record? You might think it's Tom Brady. You might think it's Patrick Mahomes or Drew Brees right now. It's still Peyton Manning who set that single-season record, and it may fall at some point. It's not Dan Marino, by the way, from that great 1984 season. The football records for sacks in a season, do you know who that is? And they didn't keep sacks for the longest time. They're not the same as the baseball records. When I say the home run king, no matter what you think about Barry Bonds cheating, and he did or not, he's got the home run record. When you talk about the most hits in the history of the game, and again, more controversy with that because he's banned forever for gambling, Pete Rose. You know who has the most wins in baseball history, the most strikeouts. The most wins is Cy Young. The most strikeouts is Nolan Ryan. You know almost all of the famous baseball single season or career records. You don't know the NFL ones. Career rushing yards is, yes, Emmitt Smith. And that's probably not going to be touched because everybody doesn't run the football anymore. Ryan Kramer has a great point coming up about Tom Brady trying to break the all-time passing yardage record as well this season and when he might do it. But the football records aren't the same. But still, it could be a record-breaking year. There's never been a team be 17-0. The New England Patriots were 16-0. The Miami Dolphins were 14-0 in their regular season. Could the Bucs do it? A lot of people think the Chiefs might have a bounce back year, and they might be the team to go 17-0. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. So again, Ryan is straight ahead. Later in the show, Brian Edwards here with me. Lots of college football for weekend zero and even a peek ahead to Labor Day weekend when the barrage of games. What is there going to be? About 793 college football games that first weekend. It's going to be crazy. And we did not have out-of-conference college football a year ago. Remember, a year ago at this time, we didn't know if the Big Ten or the Pac-12 was ever going to suit up. The SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 were tenuously hanging in to start the season right after Labor Day and the following weekend. And then, lo and behold, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 came crawling sheepishly back in to play games at the end of the year to not miss out on the TV money and the college football playoff money for the Big Ten and Ohio State. So be glad that you're getting all the games. One more public service thing here. This is not to be political on this podcast, but at this point in time, as someone who is vaccinated and as someone that's in a household where we're vaccinated, all of the debate and all of the politics, let me just put it as bluntly as I can to the football fans. At the trajectory that we are currently going with positive tests and with the number of unvaccinated people testing positive and the danger that it is everywhere, I can see the NFL getting skittish and college football begin to get skittish about not only access to players and locking it down there, but fans no longer being able to be at full capacity or be around because of the health concerns, especially in the South, etc. Do your part, people. If you want football for this year, you want to be able to go to games, There are a lot of schools that are moving towards this in college football, and the NFL may move to this. The Raiders have already done it, and the NFL may move to this as we get into September. Requiring vaccination or requiring at least a negative COVID test within 48 hours, 24 hours of coming to the game, if you're going to go to the game. If you want football as we want it, you've got to slow down the raging COVID infection numbers and the serious illness and death numbers, or you're going to spook, and it's already spooking, the NFL and college football into thinking reduce the fans or having no fans again. We don't want that come October, come November again. There is no debate. There is not an argument as to whether or not the vaccine blunts the spread of COVID-19 and the Delta variant. There is no debate. There is no opposing side or viewpoint. You may have objection to taking the vaccine, but you don't have any kind of scientific evidence that the vaccine doesn't blunt the spread of this and hasn't blunted the spread of this in the places where they don't see the spikes and we have more vaccination. No argument. I want to see college football with full stadiums. I want to see the NFL rocking with full stadiums. You don't think I want to see, and there will be, a full stadium at Raymond James Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys, a full stadium in Foxborough for Brady's return. God willing, I will be there for Brady's return to Foxborough. The one and only time he's going to play as the road quarterback. I'm looking forward to all of it. And I want to have full stadiums in the SEC, the Big Ten, the NFC West, the AFC East. I want to see it and have everybody be able to experience it. And the only way that that happens is get immunity through vaccination. That's the only way it happens. So there you go. This PSA for the football fans and everybody that's out there that wants to see the atmosphere, because we missed on that a year ago. There was some atmosphere in Florida, in Texas for the NFL games. Very few places that had fans. Florida and Texas had more than most. But coming around now, everybody should have that atmosphere. Let's see if they do. All right, enough of that. Let's get to the underdog conversation, the college football weekend zero conversation, some NFL futures and more with our guest as Three Dog Thursday. Great to be back with you on Three Dog Thursday with football about to be here. Let's go. As promised, been looking forward to this with the football season cranking back up. I do seem to remember that one Ryan Kramer, Sports Gambling Podcast, was on this very podcast, Three Dog Thursday, Super Bowl week, touting Ronald Jones, touting the Buccaneers getting a Devin White interception, touting the Buccaneers take the points against the Chiefs. You cleaned up like the custodial service at one of those high rises in Los Angeles where you guys are. My friend, I still love you for that back in February. Great to have you back on Three Dog Thursday, Ryan Kramer of the Sports Gambling Podcast. How are things, sir?
Well, we are less than 3 weeks away from football. We've got to see preseason football. We've got to look at a zillion futures, whether it's college, pro. I, as someone who's dabbled in gambling for a long time, it's a glorious time we live in when you can. There are thousands of futures we can make right now. We have week zero, staring down the barrel, mere hours away from real college football, TJ.
Yeah, we're about to have it all happen and unfold in the college game this Saturday, and the NFL games will be coming, including my Tampa Bay Buccaneers beginning defense. I've never been able to say this on Three Dog Thursday, beginning defense of their Super Bowl championship against the Dallas Cowboys, and that will be on a Three Dog Thursday on September the 9th at home. So much to discuss with the football season coming. All right, so you mentioned week zero. We do the underdog thing. We have a limited buffet of what we can go over. The two games that I think everybody that will pay attention to mostly this weekend, the Big Ten opener, Nebraska at Illinois. Brett Bielema now, kids, is the coach at Illinois, the former Wisconsin, the former Arkansas coach, replaces Lovie Smith. Speaking of former Buccaneer head coaches, Lovie Smith out at Illinois. Nebraska comes in a key year for Scott Frost as a road favorite. Ryan, I'm not saying you got to take Illinois as the home underdog, but what do you make of this for this weekend? It's the Big Ten opener for both.
It's a cute spot. We're seeing the money coming in Illinois. You forgot to mention former New York football Giants coach Brett Bielema. That's where he was rehabbing under the great Joe Judge last year coaching the linebacker, so I do like that nugget. Now, I think Lovey left the cupboard a little dry, and unfortunately in college football, recruiting matters. That's what we've seen this now, right? Look at the teams at the top. They're the same teams getting all the top recruits. So, while I think Brett Bielema is a great guy to come in and help fix this Illinois program, it's not exactly a hotbed of talent, and I don't think that's going to change, and I don't think the team is filled with talent. So I would be very cautious before taking the points here. I do think Scott Frost coming into a must-win situation. You look at the schedule, and TJ, there aren't a lot of winnable games for Nebraska this year, in my opinion. Scott Frost knows that seat is hot. He's going to have to get some wins early, which is why I think he circled this game as a game they have to come out. And then you have the off-the-field controversy. Turns out he just wanted his kids to practice. I don't know if he's the worst guy in the world, but I kind of feel like his players might respect him for it. And so I don't know if we're going to have an effort issue here. I think it might just be noise off the field. And so, unfortunately, we are on a dog podcast. I don't know if I can co-sign this dog.
Yeah, especially with Illinois having so much uncertainty. And Bielema wants to be the smash mouth, big offensive line, running back. I don't know that it's there yet for week one, but hey, they're at home. We'll see what happens with that. Another intriguing game, and probably the second most prominent game, is UCLA playing host to Hawaii. Ryan Kramer, are you aware of the stat? The last UCLA out-of-conference football win of any kind. Are you aware of the stat?
I'm not aware. Let me hear it.
There must be a loaded part of this. The last out-of-conference win at all, and it came pre-Chip Kelly by Jim Mora, was against Hawaii 4 years ago in 2017. Oh. And we come back around now, UCLA at home in the Rose Bowl. And remember, the Pac-12 a year ago did not play out-of-conference games. So it's not like Chip Kelly could have gotten a win last year. But they now play Hawaii. And Hawaii, with Todd Graham in his second season, the former Arizona State coach, have been a couple of other places before that. They come in as a hefty underdog. What, if anything, do you make of this, Ryan Kramer? Rose Bowl, 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern time Saturday for Three Dog Thursday purposes.
I think we like the quarterback. Is it Chevin Cordero down there in Hawaii? But I think we like the UCLA program a little bit more. We like what Dorian Thompson Robinson's bringing to the table. Chip Kelly now has the program together. Here's the catch. It's a sleepy game with big, bad LSU on deck. You mentioned the out-of-conference games. I think the one that this team might be focused on, UCLA that is, they might be focused on LSU the next week. So 17 points is a lot. I don't think Hawaii is a team you generally want to take when they come to the mainland. Teaser alert, we just dropped our college football week zero picks show on the Sports Gambling Podcast, and I did take UCLA in this spot. But if of the games that we're talking about here, I think you can talk yourself into it because of that look ahead spot, because of what this program seems to be crescendoing into. And, you know, it's early, right? It's early in the season. It's hard to tell. These are college kids. Last thing I'll note, the reason you might want to be on UCLA, they are returning 10 starters on offense, 10 starters on defense. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's going to be ready early in the season, it is UCLA. Last thing I'll say, TJ. You mentioned how we're talking about the games that people might care most about. You're telling me no one on this program wants to take UConn as an 18-1 underdog at Fresno State, TJ? That's the ultimate dog.
Yeah, UConn, which opted out of the whole season last year, they didn't have a loss, which is good for Randy Edsall, but now they have to actually play games, and they do have Fresno State. You're right. One more.
You mean they were the national champs last year. I think the New York Times gave them the national championship for not playing football. So
undefeated season.
Reigning national champs as 18-1 underdogs, catching 27.5 points. That's got to be a first.
Yeah, that is an interesting subplot to that. Back to the Hawaii UCLA again. You mentioned all the UCLA starters. How about Hawaii returns, if I understand this correctly, all 11 starters on defense? That might make a difference. And again, it's an opening game. Strange and crazy things can happen. You just would want Hawaii to be able to keep it close. Who knows? For Saturday at the Rose Bowl. A few more moments with Ryan Kramer. Find him at Kramer Centric on Twitter. Also, Gambling Podcast on Twitter. The Sports Gambling Podcast. He and Sean Green, phenomenal. They've helped us a bunch on Three Dog Thursday. Find the Sports Gambling Podcast network of shows where we are, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I'm just full of plugs. I got plugs left, right. I got outlets everywhere that I'm plugging into. We plug away for the Sports Gambling Podcast. We love these guys and their insight. To the National Football League. Again, preseason games. We need to let you call 1-800-GAMBLER or something. If you're putting a bunch of money on preseason games, you need help. If you go to the regular season and the beginning of the regular season, if I ask you, give me a futures odd that's really attractive, a futures odd or two that you are looking at right now, still have time to get in on it, what has stood out? What have you been talking about on your show for futures odds right now for the NFL season, Ryan?
Well, we just got done. We've previewed 7 of the 8 NFL divisions, which we love to give out those futures bets, win totals, props. And honestly, I'll take you to the NFC or the AFC South for a couple props because I think this division is being overlooked. I think this is the softest market out there for futures because people are just making bold assumptions. They're making bold assumptions that Urban Meyer is going to come in and this Jacksonville Jaguars team, led by a quarterback who's a rookie, is going to just become a team that can ascend. A team with no defense last year, just going to ascend. Sure, I'll give you they have a good offensive line all coming back. Travis Etienne, he's now done. Not that I really like that pick, but when I look at Urban Meyer as a coach, he profiles as someone who has high bust potential. And so when I see a division where everyone's assuming the Texans are going to be the shit show there, and you can either bet Houston to finish third at plus 300 or what the bet I like more, which is the Jags to finish fourth at 4-1. You're telling me a team that won one game last year, one game, is now the odds-on favorite to overcome the Houston Texans, even that dumpster fire. We have to really put some thought into Urban Meyer. Do you really think his college rah-rah program-building attitude is going to work at the NFL level? I'm going to sell. And not only that, I'll sell twice because I think when you look at their schedule, and you might be surprised, TJ, but I got the schedule in the studio because we've just been previewing these games. I'm going to also take them at 20-1 to be the last team to get a win. Yes, they open
as
favorites on the road against Houston week one, a rookie quarterback, a rookie coach as a 3.5-point favorite on the road against a divisional foe week one. That's crazy. After that, Denver, Arizona, Cincinnati on the road, Tennessee, Miami in London, at Seattle, Buffalo, Indy, San Francisco. Not till week 12 do they play Atlanta, which is probably the most winnable game. TJ, 20-1. If that's not a big dog, I don't know what is.
They won one game last year. And again, in the Houston case, it is a first-year coach, and it's probably Tyrod Taylor or somebody else, not Deshaun Watson at quarterback. But yeah, what a mess. Again, I could rail on Urban Meyer. They're north of me about 3 hours in the state of Florida. You're in Southern California. They look slow on offense in terms of receivers, skill players, running backs. James Robinson is a between the tackles guy. They don't have explosiveness. This is not Trevor Lawrence at Clemson with superior talent and firepower, as you know. This is not Urban Meyer at Florida and Ohio State with superior firepower. This is Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence, with a cap gun trying to hunt elephants and rhinos and tigers in the NFL. Good luck. We'll see on the Jaguars. Very interesting bets on that. I do find it interesting, back to the Buccaneers for a second. Plus 700 to win the Super Bowl is an interesting bet, being the defending champions. And I know you've been going over the divisional odds as well. Buccaneers plus 300 to win the NFC and then minus 190 to win the South. So would you have the value more at either winning the NFC championship, obviously, much less the Super Bowl here?
Honestly, like, you want to talk about a division I have in a landslide. I have the Bucs winning this division by 3 games. I think if you can find a minus 190, minus 200 on them to win the division, it's actually a good bet. I think I don't really see the narrative on the Saints. They were dancing after a preseason win. I love Jameis Winston, but he was dancing after a preseason win. the Panthers are a fun story. I don't think they're ready yet to compete with the Bucs team, and the Falcons, hard to get behind them, even with the hyper-efficient new head coach, Arthur Smith. Here's what I'll say, because I did want to bring a Bucs prop for you. Tom Brady to break the passing record, the all-time passing record. I think he's 1,100 and change away. Well, that tees up nicely for him to break that record up there in New England, doesn't it? Game four, you can get this as a prop bet. Tom Brady breaks that record in New England, plus 175.
All right, very attractive on that. And I'm just putting this out there, just like the Cowboy home game, I do not have tickets. I'm saying this to the audience, not to Ryan. I'm saying it to everybody. I don't have tickets to the Cowboy game. Stop calling me. They're calling me Ryan from Dallas, Arkansas. I got a phone call. I got a phone call from New York. I do not have tickets. And I will be lucky to get myself into that New England road game for Sunday Night Football with the Buccaneers. His one time that he's ever going to play as the road team in New England. That's going to be something else. And could he break the record as another subplot? That's a great one. I didn't want to shortchange Ryan Kramer before we get out of here. One other NFL future, if you have one that you really like, and why, what would it be here as we talk NFL on Three Dog Thursday?
You know, one, I'll say the last one I like, because it's more of a narrative. I'm really out on this Arizona Cardinals team. I'm very out on the idea of Kyler Murray turning into a great quarterback. I'm out on Cliff Kingsbury being an intelligent offensive mind. And I'm out on some of the defensive acquisitions they made. So I will tell you, you need to run to the window. J.J. Watt is not the player he used to be. You can get under 8.5 sacks for J.J. Watt on the season. He's only gone over that total once in the last 5 years. So, that would be one that I would throw out, because I just think bookmakers asleep at the wheel, TJ.
Well, and for the Cardinals, again, it's a very competitive division with the Rams now having Stafford, Seattle reloading, and Cliff Kingsbury. It's like he's not from Missouri, the show me state. But it's like, show me where the quality at Texas Tech or in his NFL, I mean, they had a chance to be in the playoffs at the end of last year, but notice the qualifier, had a chance. They didn't get it done. So are they going to take that next step in Arizona or not? And there's still big question marks about Kyler Murray's size and durability. Again, a lot of the offense is based, I'm getting a little technical here, on having to move him out of the pocket. I did a game at field level, Ryan Kramer. Feel free to use the info and intel every which way on Gambling Podcast. There were times where you couldn't see him in the pocket because players would rush him and he's small. They got to move him out. They got to move him away so he has vision and passing lanes. And it's just, I'm not saying they're not explosive at times. I'm not saying with DeAndre Hopkins and those other players they can't. But you got to show it to me right now for Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah, I agree. And just to edge up on that, he actually, you know, for being a young coach who's supposed to, like, you know, he once talked to Sean McVay or whatever, he made so they have a metric that essentially measures like winning percentage, and based on that, Cliff Kingsbury was responsible for the two worst decisions as a coach last year, both kicking field goals when down three. One of them was against New England, one of them against, of course, that Miami game where they kicked a field goal at 4th and 1, down 3, minute 58 left to go in the game. I mean, obviously not a smart decision. So I think we're seeing a move in the NFL. You got to be a smart coach. And I don't think this guy is as smart as people think he is on the outside.
All right, so you're on the outs on the Arizona Cardinals. And it's worth noting again, obviously Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, Super Bowl winner. Sean McVay has been in a Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan has been in a Super Bowl. So they've demonstrated it. Now let's see what happens there in the West. We know what happens on the Sports Gambling Podcast. These guys are giving great information. Do you have 53, 97? How many preview podcasts do you have right now for college and the NFL, my friend? Plug away.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely subscribe to the feed, download the app, SGPN, anywhere you get apps, Sports Gambling Podcast, anywhere you get podcasts. We got all the major college conferences covered. We're wrapping up our NFL divisional previews. You're going to want to get the app and you're going to want to subscribe. Big announcement coming. We're going to be trying to give away $100,000 week one of the NFL season for absolutely free. So again, download the app, subscribe to the podcast. Stay tuned for that. Free $100,000. Not the worst thing.
Hosts not eligible. Those of you listening, you're eligible. Hosts not eligible for the free shot at $100,000, but it's coming for the audience.
Boy, do I hope we give that away. And then, as you mentioned earlier, at KramerCentric, give me a follow. Just crushing NFL content right now. Really stoked to. Next, we're a week away, and then we get in the normal cadence. College week one, and then a week after that, we have NFL week one. Cowboys, Bucks, baby. Oh, lay the points, right? Tampa Bay -6.5. Let's go.
And by the way, I take it back. For the upcoming Monday night game, I would be able to probably hook up Ryan Kramer for Monday Night Football, Buccaneers and Giants, if need be. You guys, I have much love for you. I don't know that I would help Sean Green with his Eagles. There's still that rivalry.
Eagles fans are assholes, but Giants.
And there you go. And the Bucs playing at Philly this year on Thursday Night Football as part of that. Oh, I had one more. A buddy of mine who's been on this podcast before. His name is Joe Lisi, and Joe is a nuclear engineer, literally, and one of the best sports wagerers I know. He was getting the odds at a Philadelphia or Jersey sports book. I believe this is a Philly sports book in Pennsylvania. He got the Buccaneers to go 17-0, Ryan Kramer, 17-0 at +4,000. Put a $500 bet down to win 20 grand, +4,000 for the Bucs to go 17-0. Interesting future there. And again, you're living on the brink every week, especially early in the year. Buccaneers week three at the Rams. Got to follow it up with the Titanic game you already mentioned at the Patriots, and you only have to lose once. But still, +4,000 there. He got it at. Quick reaction there on that?
They play the Giants week 12. Good luck. I mean, look, anytime 17-0 would certainly be difficult, but Tom Brady, he went 16-0. He now has to conquer the 17-0 mountain. I don't mind the bet.
And we always like to use the cliche and the sports analogies. You can't win them all until you win the first one. Just concentrate on winning the first one right now with the Dallas Cowboys coming up. We will find out on that. Ryan Kramer, great stuff here. Again, KramerCentric on Twitter, Gambling Podcast on Twitter, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Love the insight. Happy football season coming. Thank you for hanging with me on Three Dog Thursday.
Oh, awesome to be here, TJ.
There we go. Love that insight from Ryan Kramer. Much more on the way, including senior handicapper, Vegas Insider, MajorWager.com. Brian Edwards will be with me straight ahead here as we rock on, kicking off the fall 2021 for college football in the NFL on Three Dog Thursday. But first, we're brought to you by our friends at WynnBET. Are you ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And we're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. You've got exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all the favorite teams, the players, the sports. We've got the NFL starting up soon. Major League Baseball is ongoing. You've got the golf. You've got the MMA. Pretty soon the NBA will be back. The NHL will be back. College football and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport. We have what you need with WynnBET. If you're ready to play, sign up today. Get a special offer. Get a risk-free $500 bet from us at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network by just downloading and using our promo code SGPN. Download the WynnBET app. Visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com to find out more right now. If you're ready to play, if you're ready to win, they're the premier sports betting experience. Download, bet, and win with WynnBET. And we're brought to you in part by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. And the football season is ready to kick off, and PropSwap is here to make this your best season ever. Because with PropSwap, your bet doesn't have to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. For example, Trey Lance of the 49ers opened up at 300-1 to win the MVP this year, and he has already been bet down to 75-1 after that preseason performance just last weekend. That means if you bet $100 on Trey Lance back in May, you could sell that ticket on PropSwap right now for $400, a 300% return before the season ever begins. Think of PropSwap like the stock market, but for sports betting. Buy low, sell high. The average seller on PropSwap makes over $500 a month just by listing and selling tickets. And when making your bets, remember, go for two. Make two tickets on the same team. You can sell one for a profit and leave one for yourself for skin in the game. Again, your bet doesn't necessarily have to win. It just has to improve. Think of it like the stock market. Get started today at PropSwap.com. Download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. And we're brought to you by our friends at Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to head over to UnderdogFantasy.com. Use our promo code SGPN and get a free $25 bet. That's right. Sign up right now. Get a free shot at $1 million. Download the app in the App Store, the Google Play Store, and sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. And we're brought to you in part by PicksWise, the number one home of free sports betting picks, props, and parlays, helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, the how, and the why behind every prediction. For every game, every day, and every sport, all for free, visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But you've got the opportunity here with PicksWise to get their favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast, it's fun, it's easy, and it all starts with prize picks. You pick two of the five players that day, decide if they'll go under or over their stat projection, and then you find out if you win. The more players you pick, the more that you can win. You can win up to 10 times your money with the prize picks, and that's the way to play. Use the promo code SGP. You'll get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Again, SGP is the promo code with PicksWise for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. It's PicksWise, promo code SGP. And a reminder, the SGPN app is right there live now in the App Store and the Google Play Store. This app gives you easy access to all of our picks, all of our podcasts, everything in the content from the SGPN family of shows and everything that's going on the app. Don't forget, give us an app review. Download the SGPN app today in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Look for us. It's the SGPN app.
The dogs are barking. Who will get it done this week? Three Dog Thursday now continues. Here again is TJ Reeves.
Yeah, 3, 2. Indeed, we are back in, and as I promised, reunited, and it feels so good. As I like to say, I'm not going to sing that. It's been a couple of months since we put Three Dog Thursday on hiatus, and I've been able to say hello to my man, Vegas B. Edwards. Brian Edwards, always great to be with you. It must be close to the football season. We're back together for a few minutes on Three Dog Thursday.
It's wonderful to see your face, TJ. I love it. You have sporadically sent me a text once every 3 or 4 weeks bragging on one of your assorted titles of some sort. But other than that, it hasn't been a while.
We got to get you a Tampa Bay shirt for the Buccaneers, the Lightning, the Rays, all of it. Much love from the 813 and the 727 area codes down here. Okay, so we don't have a full slate, obviously, of college football. That starts coming next week, and Brian's going to be with us periodically throughout the season, does a fantastic job through MajorWager.com and Vegas Insider as a senior handicapper. On the weekend right now, weekend zero, as they're calling it, only about five significant games. We've already talked previously in the previous segment about the Big Ten opener, Brett Bielema at home. They're getting points against Nebraska. Big year for Scott Frost. Nobody really knows what to expect. It is a conference game right out of the bat. Bielema first year. I don't know that you have any interest in that whatsoever. It certainly will be somebody is feeling a lot better about themselves Saturday night, obviously, either in Champaign or in Lincoln, Nebraska, right?
Yeah, so I wrote an in-depth preview on this game at Major Wager if anybody wants to check it out. I slightly leaned to Illinois. I put a little baby, you know, amount on it, but, I mean, I don't love it by any means. I mean, I like their running back, Chase Brown, third team All-Big Ten last year. They've got a few All-American candidates. Doug Kramer, the center, has been around forever. I love the linebacker, Jake Hansen. who was second team All Big Ten last year. Owen Carney, their defensive end, was also second team All Big Ten. I prefer Belima to Scott Frost. You know, Brandon Peters compared to Martinez is a wash, I think. Peters has had some moments, though. I slightly lean to Illinois. It's a very small opinion, though.
I understand that. And again, the Big Ten back playing at the beginning of the season this year, not after the 6 or 7 week delay, as we well documented a year ago. I know you were talking all off season, repeated here. You're very interested in that LSU-UCLA game in what's weekend one. This is considered weekend zero. The Bruins will get a game in with Hawaii. I know Ryan Kramer in the last segment from the Sports Gambling Podcast said, hey, UCLA's got almost everybody back and they're at home. This should be to their advantage. I'll put it this way. I don't think you're taking Hawaii and the points, but how beneficial for Chip Kelly that he's getting a game in before the LSU game?
If nobody gets injured, it is beneficial. If somebody gets injured, not so much. So we'll just have to see on that. UCLA does have a lot of folks back, but is that really a good thing? They're 10-21 straight up, 14-17 against the spread on Chip Kelly's watch, 13 of those 21 L's by margins of 9 points or more. You are correct that they have as much returning production, returning starters as anybody. They're at the top in the nation in those numbers, if you will, but I don't know that that's necessarily a great thing. Dorian Thompson-Robinson did miss more than a week of camp, but he's been back since last Monday. Just FYI on that.
And one more, because I said this to Ryan, feel free to use it because we're passing it along everywhere. The Bruins didn't play any non-conference games last year. Their last non-conference win of any kind is against Hawaii 4 years ago in 2017. Here we come symmetrically back to Hawaii 4 years later, being in the Rose Bowl for that game coming this weekend. Again, Brian Edwards with us for just a few minutes here as we wind down a preview edition on Three Dog Thursday, kicking off the 2021 college football and NFL seasons. Speaking of the NFL, first of all, Brian made it very clear before I hit the record button, not watching preseason, do not care. You can't glean a whole lot from it anyway. I totally get it, Brian. But that being said, you do have a couple of NFL opinions on futures that you're very strong on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I made these plays maybe 2 months ago. I like the Steelers over 8.5, which is a small plus, or some books are offering it over 9, which you can get plus 160. I don't know why everybody – look, I'm concerned about the O-line. Four starters are gone. I'm definitely concerned with the O-line. They did get a couple three veteran free agents, though, that they're hoping can plug some holes. I mean, Najee Harris is the man. He is going to be great. And look, I know they lost, Bud Dupree and Mike Hilton, but that defense was still, debatably the best, certainly the top three or four in the NFL last year. Let's not forget that they started 11-0, and if it wasn't for Deontay Johnson, who still has a great present and future, but if it wasn't for his case of the dropsies he got in December, they win a couple of those games. And by the way, Ben Roethlisberger did have a 33-10 TDINT ratio last year, and all that have touted his demise are greatly exaggerated. I still think he's an outstanding quarterback, and I actually think the Steelers will win the division. If you can get plus 350, plus 400, I'm all for it. If it's down to like plus 200 or 250, maybe not, but I really like their win total over.
A lot of people believe the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns did beat them in the playoffs, obviously, a year ago.
I like the Browns too. The Browns and the Steelers and Ravens can all three make the playoffs, and they can all go over their win totals. I mean, that is possible. I'm not saying who's going to be better out of the Steelers Browns. I'm just saying the Steelers are going to win at least 9, probably 10 or 11. That's all I'm saying.
How about that? All right. A fun one for you. You got to win the game in the fourth quarter, maybe even coming from behind. Big Ben, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, who you want? I made you pause with the question. I figured you'd be all over Big Ben because he's
I'll take Big Ben, but I can understand if somebody wanted to take Baker. And hey, Joe Burrow would be a push in that thing as well.
You're hoping that Joe Burrow gets back healthy, though, for those Bengals because he's been out for a while. Brian Edwards with us for just another moment or two. Three Dog Thursday, getting things underway here with week zero of the college game. But we're talking NFL. Was there another future that you liked?
Well, look, the Titans, I bet them to win the AFC South at plus money early this summer. But when Wentz and Nelson for the Colts got hurt, the odds shifted. They went up to like minus 150, 160 for the Titans. But now that Wentz and Nelson appear to be on track for week one, they've gone back down. It's still a minus at minus 115. But I think the Titans win that division. Now, their win total, it's I've seen it vary. Like if it's at 9 with a chalky minus 160 price, no way, not doing that. But if you can find a win total for the Titans at 9.5 at around even money, I do think they get to at least 10, probably 11. And I'm just bullish on the Titans in general, not necessarily to win the Super Bowl, but with the addition of Julio, AJ Brown healthy, obviously Tannehill and Henry, I like Vrabel as a coach. I like the Titans most of their preseason stuff.
And Derrick Henry is the great equalizer in that offense. We'll see if that's the case. We know it's a cake division right now for Tennessee. And I did get a look at them at the time that we're taping for the preseason in workouts with the Buccaneers. I watched one of the practices. Again, none of the starters from either team, comically, Brian, in this preseason game. At regular season prices, by the way, none of the starters even suited up for this game back last Saturday night. But in watching them some, Julio Jones didn't practice. A.J. Brown didn't practice. Derrick Henry only practiced one day. They are a big physical team on offense, for sure, with that offensive line, et cetera. We'll see. One interesting thing, they are plus 1,000 to win the AFC Championship behind Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, and Browns. I'm not saying that you're advocating taking that. It's just interesting for underdog purposes. That's a large number for Tennessee there.
Yeah, I wish it was like a 12 or 15 to one. I would probably take it. And I'm not against anybody taking it. Just one more from that division, the under on the Jags, folks. Under. It's already an unmitigated disaster, and it's only going to get worse, and I am here for it to watch Oscar Mayer fail miserably. I'm going to love every flipping second of it. I already do love it.
So my question is, the Jaguars under over prior to the Monday night game was still 7.5. Is it 2.5 after that Monday night game where they lost Travis Etienne? Did it drop 5 games? What is it now? I mean, are they going to win 3 games? Seriously, are they going to win 3 of the 17 games?
Look, at last look, it was 6.5. And that is just giving money away. I don't even care if it's 6 or whatever. As long as you don't have to like pay a big minus price. I mean, I would like 5.5 at plus money.
I realize it's a 17 game schedule. Yeah, it's a 17 game schedule. But where is, as we were saying earlier, again, repeating this on Three Dog Thursday, where's the speed besides DJ Chark at the wide receiver spot? Without ETN, James Robinson is fine. He's not spectacular. But he's not going to have breakaway runs and dominant games. You've got Trevor Lawrence just to be a pinata right now is what it looks like for this team.
And I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. I don't want to see it, but I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. Okay, so I just went to FanDuel. The total is still 6.5. The price is minus 125, which isn't that bad, especially because it's not going to lose. So I would hammer that. I love that. Love that.
Where somebody show us both. Where are the 6 wins or the 7 wins for the Jaguars going to come here? Aside, I mean, I realize Houston, the amazing thing, as Ryan said, Ryan Kramer again, Sports Gambling Podcast first segment, said they're favored at Houston. But again, that's a first-year coach. No Deshaun Watson. Nobody really knows what to expect. And again, Urban's a first-year coach with an unproven quarterback. That game may be 3-0. Before it is all said and done. All right, one more time. I always love letting you plug everything, every which direction. Let the audience know where they can find all of your stuff, Brian Edwards, as we head into the real college football start with week one next week and the NFL coming in a couple of weeks after.
I'm on Twitter at Vegas B Edwards. My content is at Major Wager and about to be back on Vegas Insider as well, where all my picks are always. And I have a week zero preview, not only of Illinois and Nebraska on Major Wager, but also of UCLA and Hawaii. And I'll go ahead and before I get out, I like Louisiana Lafayette. The BetMGM still has it at 9.5. But a lot of books are down to 8. So you might want to get that now.
Texas, right? That's at Texas coming Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, Levi Lewis, 54-14 TD INT ratio for his career. They lost once last year to Coastal Carolina by 3. They bring back basically everybody, one of the best O-lines in the country. I think that they win outright over Sark and the boys in Austin week 1.
First year coach, no Erlinger.
Suspect
this
defense.
This is the first of many times we're going to say, why is that line there and why is it that high? And that's what you're honing in on for the Rage on Cajuns of Louisiana. Keep an eye on that for weekend 1. That's not this weekend. That's for next weekend. And keep an eye on this guy at Vegas B Edwards and on majorwager.com and senior handicapper Vegas Insider. It's all about to be back. Brian Edwards, thank you. I appreciate you hanging out one more time here to get things rocking along on Three Dog Thursday for 2021, sir.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
There we go. That will do it on this first edition for the fall and the new season of Three Dog Thursday with college football starting. The NFL will be here soon. Love the insight of both Ryan Kramer and Brian Edwards. One more time again, thanks to the Sports Gambling Podcast, their network fleet of shows, sportsgamblingpodcast.com for promoting us. Subscribe away to this podcast wherever you can find it. My thanks to Ryan Kramer for hanging out from the Sports Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to us. Again, follow us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Subscribe everywhere else, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Do that. Rate us and review us as well. I say again to you, we're going to get some winners going. I'm going to get a winner for you next week. Anybody that's rated and reviewed us in 2021 is eligible. So go do that. Leave us a review, rate us, review us, screenshot it, send it to me so that we find it. Send it to Three Dog Thursday at Three Dog Thursday on Twitter. Find us right there. And send the screenshot of reviewing the podcast. My thanks also to Brian Edwards, who you just heard from. Find him again, majorwager.com, senior handicapper, Vegas Insider, with all the underdog talk. And all throughout the year, I look forward to talking with all the guys and picking the underdogs and with you. I'm anxious to see if Illinois can get that opening win that we've been talking about as the home doggy with Nebraska. Or will Nebraska finally rock and roll for Scott Frost and get an early win? Can Hawaii hang with UCLA? We've got some college football this weekend. The NFL preseason, where a lot of starters may be playing in a lot of these games as a dress rehearsal. We'll see what happens. NFL football will be here soon enough. Huge weekend next weekend for Labor Day. As we flip the calendar to September, Labor Day weekend means humongous college football all over the place. We're looking forward to that, and we're a week closer to the NFL season starting as well. All of that upcoming here on Three Dog Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for finding us through the Sports Gambling Podcast network of shows. For now, for Ryan Kramer, Brian Edwards with me, I'm merely TJ Reeves. Thank you for being with us on the only digital radio show that loves those football, college, and NFL underdogs. You get them every week right here on Three Dog Thursday. Bye.